AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama has signed legislation that increases investments in cancer research and the fight against drug abuse. At the White House signing ceremony, Obama says the 21st Century Cures Act could lead to major breakthroughs.
Like many of you, I believe that the United States of America should be the country that ends cancer once and for all. We're already closer than a lot of folks think, and this bill will bring us even closer, investing in promising new therapies, developing vaccines, and improving cancer detection and prevention.
It also provides $1 billion to the states over the next 2 years to blunt the alarming opioid and heroin addiction rate and to treat people addicted to those drugs. Investigators say they have yet to pinpoint the cause of a warehouse fire that killed 36 partygoers in Oakland. Fire Chief Teresa Deloach Reed.
The determination of cause and origin has not been identified yet. This investigation is still ongoing.
Deloach Reed adds that there's no evidence the warehouse was ever inspected by her department because inspectors didn't think it was an active business. And no city building inspector had been in the warehouse for the past 30 years. Federal prosecutors continue to build their case against Dylan Roof, accused of killing 9 people, wounding several others, during a Bible study class at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina. AP's Meg Kennard has been covering the death penalty trial.
Last witness expected to be Polly Shepherd, who's one of the survivors of the attack at the church. Prosecutors opened their case with another survivor, Felicia Sanders, and Polly Shepherd will be the other bookend to their testimony. So that's definitely the most emotional and explosive testimony we're expecting to hear.
Roof faces 33 federal charges, including hate crimes and obstruction of the practice of religion. He'll later face a state death penalty trial. At the close on Wall Street, the Dow's up 114. This is AP Radio News. President-elect Donald Trump's choice of ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State draws support from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and others, but critics say his business dealings with Russia are a red flag. Iowa State University political scientist David Anderson adds that being involved in high-level international business is a different ballgame than international diplomacy.
There's a big difference between a business doing this and looking out for the bottom line, and a country doing this and looking out for the nation in perpetuity.
Sources say Trump also wants former Texas Governor Rick Perry to head the Energy Department. Transition spokesman Jason Miller says Perry's economic record in Texas was outstanding.
As we talk about Texas's economic revival, and a lot of that had to do with the energy sector and the growth that the state saw during Governor Perry's watch.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.